Well, okay, I just want to make sure you guys don't move anything, okay? Just leave everything alone.
Don't touch anything.
Yeah, just gonna leave it alone. You guys can do everything else, just leave this stuff alone right there.
Great.
You know, because that's busted.
Yes, yeah, it's 5:30.
Real quick again. Excuse me.
Sir.
Sorry, bro. Okay, not really clear on the gun thing. So let's back up a little bit. Let's start to the point where you were and where was Carter when the gun was first seen.
When I first seen it. Sir, I don't know.
Okay.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, I understand.
We held the door and I didn't see the gun there. I don't remember seeing the gun then. I went back to bed. And my son was still holding the door, and then we heard Carter go out the front, and then that's when I saw the gun.
Okay. No, you went back to bed.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
I went back to bed before, when I thought he left. I thought he was gone. He went out the gate because we wouldn't let him in here.
Right. But
and then the next thing I heard was he was at the front door, and that's when I looked out and he had the gun. I didn't go out there until the cops came.
Okay, now, let me ask you this. from the point that he arrived in your room,
yes.
Were you in any fear that he was going to hurt you?
No.
Okay.
Stop
there. No. You managed to walk him outside. You guys were sitting here smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Was the knife gone by that time?
Yes.
Let's back up a little bit. Where do you think, what happened with that knife?
I think he set it on the counter.
Okay.
And when I came by, I put it in the dishwasher. This is a normal thing for me to pick up whatever's there and put it.
Okay.
I think that's what happened.
Did he ever threaten you with the knife?
No.
Okay, so now you're outside, you're smoking out here talking. Did he say anything to you that he wanted to hurt you? Did you feel threatened at all at that point?
No. That's why I didn't call the police. I hadn't had you on 911 because I was going to, but I thought, you're not,
right. How did the phone get out here?
I brought the phone to call the police.
You brought it outside because you,
I was going to call the police.
Why?
Because I just wanted him out of here because he was belligerent and scary and yelling in the neighbors. And it was, middle of the night. I didn't even know what time it was.
So now you get up, you manage to go inside, and your son keeps
him from... He was peeking out the door when I went in. That's why I got it.
But your son managed to keep him outside by locking the slider.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to bed thinking he's going to leave.
Well, actually, I just went back to my room. I didn't go back to bed, so I heard there was no more. You could hear, I couldn't hear him scream, and I heard the gate close.
Okay. So, but at what point did you call the police?
I didn't.
You said you were on the cell phone calling the police.
I had the 911 on, but I hadn't pressed the button. I just plugged 911 into my cell phone. He called the phone.
Oh,
I
see.
Here,
okay.
And I was in my room. Okay. I heard him call, remember?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so now you're in your room. You're hearing him call. And then you hear him leave, or you don't hear him anymore, and you hear the gate close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And you were still in your bedroom. What were you thinking at that time? I mean, you obviously heard him say.
I thought he left.
But you heard him say, "There's a man with a gun." What did you think was going to happen?
I thought he was going to leave before the police got here.
Okay. So you heard the gate close, and then you got up. And
he started pounding on the front door, and that's
right, and that's when you got up, and you saw him pacing with a gun, and we talked about that already. At any time during this whole thing, did you feel threatened at all by him?
I was scared, but I don't know. I didn't really feel like he was going to hurt me. I thought he was going to hurt himself when he had the knife.
Okay.
And I was scared and of course, really upset. It's the middle of the night, and he's yelling all the F word and everything as loud as he can with my neighbors, and I didn't want to take him in and disturb the kids. And
right, so it was more of a... It wasn't necessarily that you were afraid of him, that he was going to hurt you. You were afraid that he was going to hurt himself. You're scared, but not necessarily scared because of your safety.
Right.
How about your son? Is there any chance that...
He wouldn't hurt my son.
Okay, but when you looked outside and you see him holding a gun, you said you knew it wasn't real?
Mm-hmm.
How did you know it wasn't real?
We used to live together, and I've seen it before.
And so it's his, or is it?
It's his.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
What kind of gun is it?
It's a black gun, and it has some silver on it. It's about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And it shoots pellets, I think, something like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you
he told me he doesn't take bullets, so I wouldn't let him have it in the house.
Okay.
I said, you're not
so you already knew it wasn't a real gun. So you're not afraid of him because it's not a real gun.
No.
He's not going to shoot you with a pellet. But yeah, he's standing on your door to come inside.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you let him in?
Because I wanted him bleached out of here.
Okay, you don't?
Yeah, I don't want
because
him.
You're, okay, not
yeah,
because
I don't
you're
ever want him around my children like that, ever. Or me. I don't.
Okay, so in that condition, he is scary. He is not someone you.
Oh, yeah.
So
when he's drunk, he is scary. He's never physically harmed me, so I don't have a reason to fear, but I don't know, my dad did a lot of yelling, and I'm not good with
okay, it. Okay, so when he's belligerent, you are scared of him.
I'm scared.
Okay, because he's unpredictable.
Exactly.
You don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, this is an example right here. The gun, the knife, you just don't know what he's going to do.
Right.
Okay, perfect. That's kind of where I was going with that, because you weren't really clear on what was going on. Can you walk to his house from here?
But it's not easy.
It's not easy, right?
No.
Okay.
He's taken a cab here before.
Right.
But I don't, you know, as I said, I was asleep. I don't know how.
Yeah. What's your son's name? He dealt, after you went to your bedroom, he dealt with Carter more, right? I mean, he obviously dealt with him more. He saw him.
Well, it was only maybe a minute or two. He held the door a little longer because I couldn't hold it with him. I mean.
Okay.
He was stronger, so yeah, he held it a little longer than I did.
Please leave everything out here alone that you see.
Okay. How long?
As far as the phone and this stuff.
How long is everybody going to be here, you think?
You know, it's going to be a little while, okay, because we have to process this, see how these take photos, if not. But it'll be a little while. So just, we're going to let you go inside and do your thing in there, because as far as the house goes, I don't think we need to really get involved. I would like to at least look in your dishwasher. Maybe you can point out the knife. Maybe you can say, hey, I think this was the one. Can we do that? What is that? Part of your, what is that?
Part of the door, I think.
Okay, let's just leave it there.
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of weird. Oh, that is part of the handle that goes in.
Okay.
And you said you normally keep that stick on there?
Uh-huh.
So how did you get inside if that stick's there? Oh, I see. And then once you get that animal door in, it's easy to break.
If it was, it
is it? Did it have food on it or anything? Oh, so you think it could have been one of those knives?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's leave them in there.
Okay.
We'll just make a note of it. Okay.
Yeah, just exactly.
So your habit is if there's a knife on the counter, you just automatically put it in the dishwasher.
Well, anything, yeah.
You're like
all day.
I hate that.
All day long, there's stuff.
All right, you guys relax, okay?
All right.
I'll be awesome. Thank you.